From our gospel reading today, the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners.
在我们今天所读的福音里面，耶稣的话语，马太福音第九章第十三节，在这里说，去端摩这是什么意思？我喜爱怜恤，不喜爱祭祀，因为我来不是召义人，而是召罪人。
Our gospel reading today features two related words, house and mercy. The original Greek word for house used here in the Bible is the ancient Greek word by which we get the word economics or economy. The English word economy is from the ancient Greek word for household, household economy. In our gospel reading, Jesus follows Matthew to his house and he eats with sinners.
我们今天的福音里面有两个相关的词，房屋和怜悯。圣经里面房屋的原文是来自古希腊 的语词，我们从中是得到现代英语里面的经济词，即英文的 economy。 economy 这个字的经济是源自古希腊文里面的家庭一个字。在我们今天的福音里面，耶稣跟随马太去到家里和罪人一起吃饭。
Besides the word economy, the other word highlighted in our gospel reading today is mercy. Jesus says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. The ancient Greek word for mercy used here by Jesus in the Bible is still used by Christians around the world in worship. When we pray each Sunday, Kyrie eleison, or in Greek, Lord have mercy. The word for mercy also includes the meaning compassion.
除了经济这个词，我们今天 读这个福音的时候呢，也都强调了另外一个词，就是怜悯。耶稣说，我喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。圣经里面使用古希腊词怜悯，至到现在仍然是被世界各地的基督徒在他们敬拜之中使用。我们每个礼拜日在敬拜里面也都用这个词来祈祷的，我们的 Kyrie eleison 这个意思就是说，主啊，求你怜悯。怜悯这个词包括同情的相关的含义。
Put these two words together, house or economy and mercy, and you get our theme for today, the economics of mercy. As a church, we are called by Jesus to be a household of mercy.
将这两个词放在一起，房屋或者经济或者怜悯，我们得到今天的主题就是怜悯经济学。作为一个教会，我们被耶稣呼召成为一个怜悯的家庭。
Remember, the ancient Greek word for house is where we get the English word economy, and Jesus calls us today to be part of his economy of mercy, his household for sinners. Our gospel reading today begins with Jesus calling Matthew, the tax collector, to be one of his disciples or followers. Jesus then eats in the household of sinners in Matthew's house. Jesus goes to Matthew's house.
记得古希腊语里面房屋一个词，就是我们现代汉语里面的经济这个词而来的。耶稣今天呼召我们成为他这个怜悯经济的一部分，他怜悯的家庭。我们在福音里面开始阅读到关于耶稣去呼召马太这个税吏去成为他的门徒。耶稣在马太在家里面跟其他的罪人一起吃饭。耶稣去到马太的家里面。
Our gospel reading today begins with Jesus calling Matthew. Follow me, Jesus says to Matthew. Matthew, who is sitting at the tax collector's booth, Matthew rises and follows Jesus. Now Matthew is a tax collector, and nobody really likes taxes. And in Jesus' day, people really didn't like taxes. as they were forced to pay to foreign powers who occupied and abused them.
在我们今天的福音里面，是开始于耶稣去呼召马太跟从我。耶稣对坐在这个税吏这个亭这个岗位的马太说，叫他跟从他，马太就起身跟随了耶稣。而事实上呢，我们大家都知道是没有人喜欢收税的人的，是没有人喜欢纳税的。在耶稣的时代，那人更加不喜欢纳税，因为他们是被占领他们的 外国来的人去占领他们的地方，向他们外国的势力去纳税，还有去逼迫他们的。
Not only is Matthew a con, as tax collectors in Jesus' days were associated with crooks, they stole or extorted extra money. Matthew's also a traitor, collecting money for the enemy. And he's generally considered by seemingly everyone in Jesus' culture to be an all-around worthless individual, a social parasite.
马太不单止是因为人觉得这些纳税收税的人是一个骗子来的，咁你覺得佢唔單止係個騙子，因為耶穌時代嘅税吏咧，經常都同埋另外一啲騙子咧係一齊嘅。咁因為佢哋係經常去勒索，為外國勒索外邊人，為國外邊人嘅勒索啲錢啦。馬太咧，如果被人認為係一個叛徒，呢個係好多人都唔會中意佢，係好多人嘅敵人嚟嘅，係為而且佢為敵人去收税去集資，而且似乎每個人咧都認為佢係一個完全冇用嘅，一啲價值都冇嘅一個社會嘅寄生蟲。
Matthew, this crook or criminal, is precisely the kind of person that Jesus calls to be his disciple. Jesus calls public sinners like Matthew to remind all of us private sinners that everyone is a sinner. As Scripture says, all of us fall short, everybody, of the glory of God. We are all captive to sin. We all cannot free ourselves from the power of sin.
骗子马太呢，就正是耶稣要呼召作为他门徒的那种人。耶稣是公开公然的去呼召马太这样的罪人，是来提醒我们，我们这些隐藏暗地里私底下的罪人。因为每个人都是罪人，正如圣经所说，所有人都亏缺了上帝的荣耀，我们都是被罪的俘虏，我们没办法摆脱罪的权势。
As Jesus says in our gospel reading today, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. No one is righteous. There's only one righteous one. That's Jesus Christ. He's the righteous one. He is the one who calls sinners to God's mercy.
正如耶稣在我们今天所读到的福音里面所说，我来不是召义人，乃是召罪人。没人是正义的，只有这一位公义的主耶稣基督，他呼召罪人归向上帝，是得到上帝的怜悯。
Jesus says to Matthew the sinner, follow me. And then Jesus follows Matthew to Matthew's house. You know, it seems kind of strange. And we're beginning then to discover the economics of mercy with Jesus. You might expect Jesus to call Matthew out of his public sin, to call him out of his home, to follow Jesus somewhere safe and sound, far away from the tax collector's booth. Let's just get out of here, Jesus, you might have heard Matthew say.
耶稣对罪人马太说，跟从我，然后耶稣就跟从马太到马太的家。这似乎很奇怪，我们开始发现仁慈经济学究竟是什么一回事。因为你可能会认为和很渴望耶稣是公开的这样去呼召马太，公开的讲出他的罪，叫他要离开他的罪，呼召他离开他家，跟随耶稣去一个安全无恙的地方，远离他这个税吏的岗位。你可能在这里会听到被定罪的马太对耶稣说，请你带我离开这里，带我走吧。
You know, God doesn't call us to run away. He does not call us to run away from our reality. God wants us to confront the reality of our sin, where we live, right where we're at, to right here, right now, follow Jesus, and then have Jesus follow us right here, right now, back to our homes. Jesus wants us to confront the reality of our sin, and Jesus seeks to change our reality with His mercy.
上帝不是希望我们去逃避或者脱离我们自己现实，上帝是要我们在我们自己生活的地方，就在我们所处的地方，面对我们自己罪的现实，就在此时此地去跟随耶稣，然后让耶稣跟随到我们自己屋企里边，耶稣要我们面对我们自己罪的现实，耶稣试图用他的怜悯
You see, as Jesus even says in the Gospel of John, He wants to make His home with us. That's what He says. Jesus wants to drive out the spirits of pride and shame and sin from our hearts and from our homes. He wants to fill our homes and our hearts with His mercy and with His presence.
你知吗？正如耶稣在约翰福音里面所讲。 他是想与我们安家，耶稣是想将我们的骄傲、羞耻同埋罪恶都从我哋屋企里边赶走，等我哋系可以充满佢嘅怜悯同埋佢与我哋嘅同在。
That's how the economy of mercy with Jesus works. You follow Jesus, Jesus follows you. Jesus follows you right into your hearts and into your homes. Jesus changes our reality by His mercy. The word economy today refers to value and exchange. Economy is about what we value and what we exchange. We often value our comfort and our own prestige, and we exchange money, right, to buy comfort and prestige. And there's nothing wrong with being comfortable per se, or having pride for work well done, a prestige doing good work. But Jesus calls us to value His mercy above all else. Jesus calls us to exchange His mercy with others.
今日我哋所了解嘅经济一个词咧，系价值同埋交换。经济系关于我哋重视啲乜嘢，同埋我哋想交换啲乜嘢。我哋成日都重视自己嘅舒适同埋自己嘅声望。我哋系会用钱去换取舒适同埋声望。舒适本身咧。 或者係認為工作出色咧，而覺得自豪係冇錯嘅。但係耶穌呼召我哋要珍惜佢嘅憐憫，係勝過其他嘅一切。耶穌呼召我哋與其他人去交換佢嘅憐憫。All
of us, everybody needs the mercy of Jesus. Our economy as the house of sinners is given by Jesus. And this also is the house of the Savior. Here in this house of God, Jesus exchanges His mercy for our sin.
我哋所有每一个人都需要耶稣嘅怜悯。我哋罪人之家嘅经济系耶稣所赐嘅。佢称呢一个为救主之家。 在神的殿里面，耶稣用他的怜悯来换取我们的罪。
As Jesus says in our Gospel reading, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners. Jesus does not desire sacrifice because He is the ultimate. He is the final sacrifice of sin. The sacrifice for sinners. Jesus exchanges His very life on the cross for our life. For our soul, Jesus, who was no sin, as the Bible says, became sin on the cross to give us our salvation.
正如耶稣在我们今日读到的福音里面所讲，我渴望怜悯，而唔系祭祀，因为我来不是召义人。 是召罪人。耶稣不是想要祭祀，因为他就是为罪所做的最终和最后的祭祀的牺牲，为罪人去献祭。耶稣在十字架上面用他的生命和灵魂来换取了我们的生命和灵魂。正如圣经所教导，无罪的耶稣在十字架上面成为罪，成为我们的罪，才可以去拯救我们。
On the cross, Jesus exchanges our sin for His mercy. Jesus dies for sinners, meaning Jesus dies for us. That's the economy of God's house. Jesus exchanges our sin for His mercy. And God values us so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus, to die for sinners. Jesus exchanges our sin for His mercy, so that we would exchange the sins of others with the mercy of Jesus.
在十字架上面，耶稣用他的怜悯交换了我们的罪。耶稣在十字架上面为罪人而死，意思是耶稣是为我们而死，即是说是这个是神这个经济论呢，就用他的怜悯交换了我们的罪。上帝是非常之去重视我们，他赐下为罪人而死的独生子耶稣，他的怜悯去交换了我们的罪，这样我们就可以用耶稣的怜悯去交换别人的罪。
Jesus exchanges His comfort, His prestige for sinners like you and me. And sometimes, like the Pharisees in our gospel reading today, this mercy of Jesus can make us a little uncomfortable.
耶稣为你和我这样的罪人交换了他自己的舒适，他自己的声望。有时就好像我们今天读到的圣经里面的法利赛人一样，耶稣这种的怜悯可能会令到我们觉得有点不适应，有点不舒服。
In our gospel reading today, the Pharisees grumble. They're uncomfortable at the economics of mercy of Jesus. How Jesus reclines, eats with, is comfortable in mercy with sinners like Matthew, the tax collector. Our gospel reading today makes a point that many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining and eating with Jesus and His disciples. Jesus calls Matthew the tax collector, and Matthew calls other tax collectors and friends to eat and be comfortable with Jesus.
在我们今天读到的福音里面，法利赛人呢，是抱怨耶稣这种怜悯的经济学。耶稣是怎样跟这些税吏、马太这个这样的罪人一起是躺下一起吃饭，很舒服地在怜悯里面，好像很舒适地一起分享晚餐。我们今天所读的福音里面指出，很多其他的税吏和罪人都来到这里，等耶稣和我们一起是很舒服地坐低挨低身地在这里吃饭。耶稣是呼召马太来到一起吃饭，而马太呢就叫他其他的税吏和的朋友都一起来参加。
You know, when we realize that we're sinners too, that deep down we're not really different than Matthew, the tax collector, that can make us a little uncomfortable. The discomfort of sin. You know, when we have that discomfort, we become ready then to eat with Jesus. And if our own sin does not make us uncomfortable, then as Scripture says, we're living a lie and not telling the truth.
意识到我们自己也是罪人，在内心深处我们其实和马太是没有什么分别。我们意识到我们自己的罪，实令到我们自己是有点不适，有点不舒服。我们准备好和耶稣一起吃饭，如果我们自己的罪没有令到我们感到不适的话，那我们就是在这里讲大话。
In our gospel reading today, Jesus shares a dinner with sinners. It's a sinner dinner. And here at this table, at the Lord's house, we have a dinner for sinners like you and me. We receive the economics of mercy. Here in this house of sinners, this house of the Savior, Jesus exchanges our sin for His mercy. And as sinners, we've got nothing to exchange. We've got nothing to give. We kneel down and we open our hands, and Jesus exchanges our nothing with His everything, with His mercy. What a great exchange, our sin for Jesus' mercy.
在我们福音里面，耶稣和罪人一起共进晚餐。 就喺呢个罪人嘅晚宴，喺呢个桌子上边，喺主喺呢个主嘅屋里边，喺呢个罪人嘅晚宴上边，我哋领受咗怜悯嘅经济学。呢个系罪人之家，呢个系救主之家。耶稣用佢嘅怜悯教换咗我哋嘅罪。作为罪人，其实我哋乜嘢都冇，即是什么也没有。我哋 跪低，只需要去到圣坛，张开双手，我哋就得到怜悯，几伟大嘅交换。我哋只系咁样，我哋嘅罪就换取咗耶稣嘅怜悯。
You know, instead of valuing comfort, we value the discomfort of Jesus, the discomfort that knows deep down we're sinners, yeah, but the discomfort also of living and serving other sinners like you and me with the mercy of Jesus. In our gospel reading today, after exchanging sin for mercy, Jesus says, go and follow. Do what I have done. So think about it. Who in our living our lives, in our going here and there, can we exchange the mercy of Jesus for their sin? Who can we forgive in Jesus? Who can we exchange in our lives the compassion of Jesus for their anger?
我哋重视耶稣嘅不适，而唔系重视舒适。内心深处知道我哋系罪人嘅呢一种不适，因为耶稣嘅怜悯生活同埋侍奉其他罪人，令到我哋系感到个心唔舒服同埋好唔适应。喺我哋今日福音里边，可以系先以怜悯代替罪恶之后，耶稣话去跟随我所做嘅。 咁喺我哋嘅生活里边，我哋每日去四围走动，与人相处嘅时候，我哋有冇用耶稣嘅怜悯嚟去换取佢哋嘅罪呢？我哋系咪可以喺耶稣嘅关系，喺耶稣嘅里边可以宽恕边个呢？咁我哋又可以同边个去用呢个慈悲去换佢哋嘅愤怒呢？
Matthew, the tax collector, the money taker, he knew a thing or two about economics, about taking comfort, taking profit from others. Yet he hadn't factored on Jesus, Jesus who exchanges Matthew's sin for everlasting mercy.
这个税利马太，他是对这个经济学是略知一二的，是知道是从第二些人的身上得到安慰和利益。 但是他没有考虑到耶稣，耶稣是用他永远的怜悯来代替了马太的罪。
I suppose forgiveness doesn't add up, or it doesn't factor out right after all. If we just add up and factor all the wrongs that we do to each other, there's no end to the grievances. How many times Jesus' followers ask, should I forgive my sister or my brother? There's no count, there's no limit, Jesus says, to forgiving each other. All because there's no limit, there's no count to how much Jesus forgives us. Jesus says to sinners like you and me today, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
我相信呢， 宽恕应该系唔可以话加起嚟或者去分解开去。如果我哋只系加晒去呢啲所有咁样去考虑，我哋对彼此所做嘅所有错误啊、错处啊，要几多要加乜加埋埋有几多咧？咁咧系会无尽头嘅。咁所以耶稣嘅跟随者佢嘅呢啲弟兄姊妹咧，就问耶稣。 耶稣，我应该宽恕我啲弟兄姊妹几多次呢？耶稣话：宽恕其他人呢系冇得计嘅。 是没有限制的，这一切都是因为耶稣宽恕我们的程度呢是完全没有限制的，是没得计的，没得计算。耶稣对今天好像我们这样的罪人说，去端摩这句话的意思，我喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀，因为我来不是召义人，而是召罪人。
阿门。
阿门。